We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Naomi Takes America. I'm so excited to keep talking to my friends and learning about American life. Watch me grow like a Tamagotchi. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
What's your name?
My name is Igmar.
Oh, Igmar. Nice to meet you. Oh, you live in New York?
I used to live in New York. Right now I'm in Florida.
Oh, okay. Igmar, thank you for coming my podcast.
Thank you for having me, Naomi.
Thank you so much. They told me you play trumpet.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and your Berklee Music School.
Yeah, I went to Berklee with a lot of people. It was nice.
Wow, Berklee Music School is very famous.
Mm-hmm.
When you start trumpet?
Oh, I was young. I was about 11 years old.
Oh, 11?
11, yeah.
Oh.
Young boy.
Young boy, very young boy.
Young boy.
Why you start trumpet?
Basically, you know, I felt like it kind of spoke to me when I heard it, so we chose one another. I actually had a homie that played it that was older than me. I remember, you know, just seeing him play it, and then the first time I saw it live, and I always wanted to try it. So when I got the chance, I did it.
Oh.
And I liked it.
Oh. Now you're a pro musician?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Travel around the world?
Yep. Been around the world a couple times.
Oh. And tour with artists and live band?
Yeah. That's what we do. I'm a music director, meaning like I'm like the band leader, basically. Oh. We work with different artists a lot of times when we go on these tours. I worked with Lauryn Hill for many, many years. I still work with her. And Nas and Busta Rhymes and DJ D Nice. You guys know DJ D Nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm his music director currently.
Wow.
And just like a lot of folks, you know. And, you know, through those, we do a lot of collaborations and stuff.
Okay.
So, we got some cool things coming.
That's so sick. So sick. Oh, what's music director?
Music director is essentially the band leader.
Oh.
You compose it. You pick the band.
Okay.
You work with the artists and you try to make their vision come to life.
Oh, nice.
And you're responsible for all of the sounds that come off the stage.
Oh, so good. Oh my God.
Big responsibility though.
Not only trumpet, all instrument, right? Piano.
I play a little piano. I write and compose music and I orchestrate for like orchestras. So I write for all of the instruments, every single instrument. So like with DJ D Nice, we have a full orchestra. Mm-hmm. We rock at Carnegie Hall. So all the horns, we have all the strings, the drums. And then I'm responsible for writing all of that music on the sheet music.
Oh, wow.
Know? And then they read it. So that's what I mean by all instruments. You know what I mean?
Wow, so cool.
So cool. Can you imagine? It's a whole hip-hop show with a full orchestra.
Oh, so cool.
At Carnegie Hall.
I love it. I want to see it.
You're invited. You want to come?
Yes, please.
Please come.
Yeah. Come. I love music and I love live. Live is, it's just only that day, right?
Yeah. It's just that day.
Yeah. Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Maybe the live venue, everything different sound, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
What's your favorite live venue in U.S.?
In the U.S.? Oh, wow.
Yeah, good sound.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, last year I played musical in Japan. Every venue, the echo is all different.
Yes.
Yeah, singing and the band sound is, oh my God. Oh, so nothing sometimes. And sometimes, oh my God, my heart is boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Deep sound, yeah.
Wow, so that's a tough question. And I'm trying to think of all the places. So I have to choose one?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do more?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say that probably Red Rocks. It's outside of Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
Red Rocks Amphitheater, yeah.
Red Rocks.
Yeah, they're popular.
Oh, the popular concert hall.
Yeah.
Oh, the sound is good?
Yeah, so it's an outdoor venue. They have a good reputation for having great sound, but they do take care when we get on stage. Sound check are really good. And then I never really have an issue because, you know, on those big shows, nowadays we all have in-ears, we got big monitors, and then we got loud instruments, we turn it up, and, you know, it's hip-hop, it's R&B. It's different, you know? It's not like just an orchestra playing Mozart. Like, so we got all the electricity in our ears. But Red Rocks, I never had a bad show there, especially as the leader. And, you know, I got to hear everything. So that's a solid pick. You know, it's hard to choose one, you know. I'll definitely give a shout out to the Opera House and a shout out to the Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood, California.
Hollywood, California. Okay.
Carnegie Hall is very bouncy.
Ah, Carnegie Hall is bouncy. One.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's made for a more acoustic environment.
Oh, so different.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. The bounce, I don't like the bounce.
Oh, you don't like it?
Yeah. Musical is singing, but nothing my voice heard.
I see.
Yeah, bah, 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 bah.
I see.
You know, echo.
I love Carnegie. I love it there. But the acoustics are different.
Wow. Music director is so hard work, but you together in the Miss Lonely Hill tour. How was it?
That's the boss lady.
Boss lady.
It's good. We just did a concert in Netherlands in Rotterdam. Rotterdam Reggae Fest.
Oh, so
and,
cool.
It was great.
Sounds amazing.
We did a couple shows this past month and a half. Did Essence Festival. That was amazing.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We need to go to Essence.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Y'all were supposed to come like to tour Japan too, but got, I think, canceled three times because of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Lauryn Hill.
Miss Lauryn Hill?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, last year. Last year, the
three
year before.
Time?
Yeah, it got postponed, and then it never happened, unfortunately.
Yeah. It seems like things are kind of like opening up now where people can travel a little more, but it's still kind of, it's still a challenge.
Yes. Oh, Lauryn Hill. I want to see Miss Lauryn Hill live.
Oh, yeah. With a live band. It's amazing.
Yeah, band is amazing. Yeah, but trumpet is so hard, right? Play.
Yeah.
Like, pfft, like this one. So hard.
Yeah. You know, something like that.
Is that not how? The first time I saw Igmar play, his neck, right? It goes, pfft, it like swells up to like twice
so
the size.
Big.
Yeah. And I was like, what the?
Wow. Yeah. And live is 2 hour or 3 hour, right? So long live.
Can be sometimes.
No. Tired?
Probably, right?
Yeah, we get tired.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, but not all the time, you know. Sometimes they could be that long. Not all the time. Usually we do like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah.
When I rock with D-Nice, we might do 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Every day.
Crazy.
Crazy. Yeah, trumpet. Mm-hmm. It's so cool.
It's so cool.
What do you like play? Music?
Jamla?
Well, I mean, it encompasses so many different styles. So for lack of better terms, I like to play black music. Mm-hmm. And that encompasses so many things. More specifically, a lot of, you know, what I've been is black American music.
Jazz, hip hop, fusion?
It depends. You know, like if it's my thing, it's probably a fusion. Uh-huh. You know, I have my own music. I have an album and stuff that's going to eventually come out. But, you know, when I'm performing with Busta Rhymes, you know what that is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's black American music.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So when I perform with Lauren or Nas or Big Daddy Kane or,
yes,
or Queen Latifah, Common, John Legend, Wyclef, whoever it is, all of that is what I just said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or even Patti LaBelle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's the same thing. You know, Lionel Hampton, Nicholas Payton, jazz musicians like Roy Hargrove. It's all that.
Do you know of any Japanese musicians you want to play with?
And one of my best friends in the world, my brother, my old roommate, my college alumni, Big Yuki.
Yeah, Yuki is, we saw Yuki, the Prey piano, maybe 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, Blue Note.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Like jazz and hip hop, the fusion music. My first time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah.
Igmar was playing, Big Yuki was playing, and I think James was playing.
All my brothers.
Oh, yeah. And Yuki is so famous pianist.
Yes, keyboardist, yes.
Keyboard,
yes,
yeah. In U.S.?
U.S., and he's made his debut here.
Oh!
Maybe he signed with, I know, with Universal Music maybe past few years.
Wow, yeah. You guys roommate?
Yeah, briefly. Like, we had a place in Harlem.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Music is universal language, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I love music, but yeah, I'm comedian, not singing, not a trumpet. But what do you think? On stage in U.S., please tell me advice on stage.
I would say just be confident. You know what I mean? Because you know that you're good and you're funny.
Mm-hmm.
Be confident.
Oh, be confident. Oh, okay. But I'm so scared.
That's good.
Really?
Yeah. Because if that shit didn't matter,
mm-hmm,
you wouldn't feel anything, you know, like butterflies and pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That means it matters, you know, that means it's important.
But American audience is sometimes boo, boo, so loud. I'm so scared.
I understand. Well, don't be scared.
Okay.
You know that you're funny, right?
Yeah. I'm a funny girl.
Yeah, so you don't got nothing to worry about. You can go on there and you could just be you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Go on there and don't give a shit about what they feel.
Uh-huh.
Don't care about nothing. Don't care about nothing.
Uh-huh.
Whatever they do, just be you.
Okay.
And I think they will laugh.
Thank you so much. I love to go see you live.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, please.
I want to invite you to our show.
Oh.
I'm going to be with my orchestra, Revive Orchestra. We're going to be playing with D-Nice at the Kennedy Center October 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Oh.
So we're doing a residency.
Wow.
Yes. We're going to have like maybe 35 people in the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a bunch of different comedians on Friday. The first night is the comedian night.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
All comedians.
So cool.
And we'll have some performers.
What?
And then the second night, it's Club Quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have a bunch of different rappers and singers. We had dancers recently. That's on the next night. And the last night, it's gospel night because it's on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, I'm on all three nights with the orchestra. So
wow,
you're invited to come.
Yeah, sounds so good.
That sounds great.
Great. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thank you so much, Igmar.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you soon.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Come join Nam Takes America as a guest. Tell me something about America I should know, or just something fun about your life. More info on NamTakesAmerica.com.
Oh my gosh, Igmar is good energy.
Oh yeah, he's really good energy.
And trumpet player. Mm-hmm. Yeah, musical director is so hard.
Yeah, you have to oversee everybody.
Yeah, and I love live version, all music.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's that special energy.
Yeah, special. Yeah. The challenge is so cool. Igmar's so cool.
Yeah, he's super chill, you know?
Be confidence.
That keeps coming up, huh?
Yeah.
When we talk to guests.
I think Team Igmar band with Naomi, the stand-up music show.
That would be sick.
Right?
Like, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I talk in serious stand-up comedy, stand-up, and Igmar is so serious music,
mm-hmm.
and fall in love stand-up comedy, Igmar Frey love song.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
That would be so dope.
Yeah. Because music and comedy is similar, sometimes different,
mm-hmm.
but maybe we don't together.
Yeah, I've never seen really like a live band collaborate with comedy on stage like that.
Yeah.
Too much. I mean, in the US, you see like the late night shows
mm-hmm.
and they have like, you know, The Roots. They're like the house band for the show.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that, but live, that would be great to see it.
Yeah, that's so cool because... Saturday Night Live opening.
Yeah.
Band.
Yeah.
Like yeah. That. My dream is comedy live with band.
Yeah.
If I said pussy, but it's no good word, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Igmar, he play trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna lick That's just kidding.
Yeah.
But yeah, some like the stand-up comedy and music mm-hmm. together, like musical, but not singing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Another idea to work on.
Yes. Igmar, thank you so much. Yeah, music is so cool. And jazz and hip-hop, the fusion. It's very America music.
Yeah, and very New York, very Harlem.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Powerful.
Thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Instagram at WatanabeNaomi703 for update. And don't forget to rate and review the show. Talk to you next week.